The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Thursday, 27th of September, 2018. And, oh boy, the theater of politics. This was coincidental. I fell asleep early last night, woke up just in time. I always scan the news services to see what crap they're trying to pawn off on the American people they're passing off as news. So there I am, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 8 o'clock this morning, Central, 9 Eastern, and the run-up to the Kavanaugh hearings. Whoa. Oh, I mean, on the accusation, did he bump and grind on a 15-year-old at a party 36 years ago? Well, I got an audience today. You're just waiting to hear what I have to say about this. I can't, Billy Bob can't say those words on air. Oh, my God. You folks that listen to this program, you know how I detest John McCain Jr. Most people know him as Lindsey Graham. Something happened to Lindsey Graham. The testosterone shots might be working. The five-hour energy and six cups of coffee before he went into these hearings must have kicked in. If you were to hold a gun to my head and I didn't realize or recognize Lindsey Graham's voice, I would be hard-pressed to say this is the same guy that I've been looking at for these many years. Now, before I play this, and bear with me here, before I play this clip that's only 3 minutes and 37 seconds long, Lindsey Graham in his fire coming out of this guy's nose is like an active volcano spitting out Coca-Cola. That's how bizarre this is. But during this, when he just popped off, he was looking at these Democratic senators at this most important hearing and what they've said about Donald Trump's nominations. Now, you heard Chuckie Schumer, after Kavanaugh was nominated, I think somebody clocked it out at 19 minutes after that statement was made, he's already out there bashing Trump's pick. He said, and I'm quoting him, "We should make clear that we will not tolerate any of Trump's nominees." Richard Blumenthal, the other character that was on this panel. "We will use every tool, including slander and false testimony. We will use every tool available to stop any Supreme Court nominee," Senator Richard Blumenthal. Dianne Feinstein, the venerable one, the one that leaked the letter and then lied about it right in front of God and all her people, and I sat there and I watched her do it. There was an agreement between this Ford character and her. A letter was sent to Feinstein. It was not to be released to the public. She sat there and blatantly lied to God and all his people. She said, "We have a responsibility to prevent the confirmation of Trump's Supreme Court pick, Senator Dianne Feinstein." And Dickie Durbin, little Dickie, "We must block whoever Trump nominates at all cost." Not whether they're going to be a fair and honest Supreme Court judge. No. No. Here is what Lindsey Graham, and again, I have given this guy no credence, no airtime whatsoever, but something happened to this man's gonads. They dropped, and he must be on testosterone treatment.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process? You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job.
You consider that you've been through a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution. Which
would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden, you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it. Like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is the very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. And one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of, Ashley. You should be proud of this, that you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. To my Republican colleagues, if you vote no, you're legitimizing the most despicable thing I have seen in my time in politics. You want this seat? I hope you never get it. I hope you're on the Supreme Court. That's exactly where you should be. And I hope that the American people will see through this charade. And I wish you well, and I intend to vote for you, and I hope everybody who's fair-minded will.
This isn't about fairness. This is about continuing the political flip in this country, ladies and gentlemen. That's literally what this is about. Everybody's being caught up in the minutiae in the moment, and the passion, and the tears, and the this, and the that. I'm looking at the entire picture here. The Me Toos, the Millennials, Antifa, it's supposed to be anti-fascist, they're fascists themselves. The representatives supposedly sitting in Congress and in the Senate seats of this country are supposed to be doing the bidding for the American people, not a political agenda, and certainly not a political coup within inside of a country. I don't even have words for this. I really don't. Talk show hosts are supposed to have words. They're supposed to be able to paint with their words the pictures that they want to create in your mind. I'm sitting in an easel, and I'm an artist, and I ain't got no paints left. I don't have words for this. And there was one member of the panel during this hearing today, and excuse me, I cannot remember their name. Or I'm sorry, no, I'll take that back. It was a comment made by a talking head on Fox that said, and it was also mentioned on the hearing as well later on, that what is going on here is the burden of proof has been reversed. In today's world, the only thing you have to do is make an accusation, and that's proof enough. In a court, in a jury trial, in a court proceeding, the accuser has the burden of the proof to put forth. Instead, they've shifted the blame, and you've got to offer the proof that you stopped beating your wife kind of scenario. And it's disgusting, folks. It's, like I said, it's beyond words. And when the little pipsqueak pops up there and gets indignant, that's the only time I've ever seen Lindsey Graham angry. And it, I would like to say, that nothing shocks me coming out of Washington, D.C., but this one I was surprised by because he was right. Well, except maybe for one statement he made that in all of my years, you know, this is the biggest event, shameful event that's basically taken place in my political career. Well, I beg to differ with you. If you listen carefully to the words of whether it was Barack Insane Obama, whether it was Hillary Clinton, what this was to be was a setup for the politically stupid in this country to follow the socialist and communist line. Barack Obama said it himself, not in those exact words. Hillary Clinton are deplorable. Half the people that voted for Trump are the deplorables. These are the people, the churchgoers, the people that aren't on welfare, that think that having a family and a man and a family, it's his proper place to lead. These are people that have a little bit of morality and ethics left in this swamp of a damn world we're living in. Barack Obama said it when he was stumping for Hillary Clinton and they were convinced that she was going to win. It's a lock. After all, you had the entire media out there, every print publication. Anybody that had a voice that is recognizable above howdy doody, they were out there stumping for Hillary. But probably one of the few times that Barack Obama ever told the truth as being president of the United States, he said, we're building something here, and we cannot let it slip. He wasn't talking about political consensus. He was talking about a political flip. This left-right paradigm game that's been played with the American people for so many years, I can't even count. Was there just to continue doing business, the machine behind the curtain operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without interruption. And what was that little mechanism doing? Destroying your country, your constitution, the very institutions that we built in this country supposedly to govern under the constitution. Poof. Gone. And they were to take over with their democracy. And if we can convince 51% of you airheads out there, forget about the Constitution, forget about law. What do you think? This is what I'm proposing. Do you agree with me? Okay, let's have a vote. That's our new democracy. There's our socialistic democracy. You know, let's not be biased in this practice. Let's excuse every one of these 535 Congress critters in the United States Congress assembled. Let's refill those seats, and there's going to be one hell of a constitutional test that you got to take before you can even seat yourself or be sworn in. James Bovard, he's a pretty crafty fellow. I've seen him do some pretty good things. He writes for the Mises Institute. He's written 10 books, including 2012's Public Policy Hooligan and 2006's Attention Deficit Democracy. The furor over the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh is spurring many commentators to bewail that the Supreme Court has become too powerful. But the real problem is that the court is now often little more than a fig leaf to provide legitimacy for the Leviathan that would have mortified the Founding Fathers. The court's betrayal of its constitutional role has vastly increased the stakes for the current and any future justice nomination. Kavanaugh owes his credibility as a nominee to the Supreme Court, dodging key issues in recent decades. He worked as a White House associate. This is the bad part, folks, but I'm going to include it, because that's what his opinion is. But the rest of the article goes right to the heart of what's wrong with the Supreme Court and basically this country. Kavanaugh worked at a White House associate counsel. When Justice Department lawyers asserted that the president had a right to violate the law and the Constitution. This was over the issue of 9/11, the most brazen assertion of absolutism in modern times. Kavanaugh avidly supported nominating John Yoo, or Yoo, as a federal judge despite Yoo's memo asserting that the President Bush had the right to declare martial law and to deploy U.S. troops in American cities. Well, yeah, it is there, but not for the reasons you may believe or think. The Supreme Court never forthrightly condemned the Bush administration torture program that you legally enabled. But that's the best. That's the best here that Bovard could come up with knocking Kavanaugh. The Supreme Court also shirked ruling on the National Security Administration's illegal wiretapping. Instead, rejecting a challenge in 2013 because the defendants could not prove the feds secretly spied on them. The court was shamed a few months later when Edward Snowden released a deluge of documents proving vast illicit surveillance of millions of Americans. But because the court never stood up for the American constitutional rights, Kavanaugh could get away with the 2015 appeals court decision in which he declared that the government metadata collection program is entirely consistent with the Fourth Amendment. He's wrong. But Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty.
The court's post 9/11 docility fits a long pattern of rulings which have practically defined outrageous government conduct, such as entrapment out of existence. For practically a century, the Supreme Court has been the dog that didn't bark when the executive and the legislative branches trampled the Constitution. In 1990, the case of Michigan versus Sitz, the Supreme Court upheld drunk driving checkpoints because the searches were equally intrusive on all drivers. And so no individual had the right to complain. This stood the Bill of Rights right on its head, requiring government to equally violate the rights of all citizens. The same legal mindset sanctifies Transportation Security Administration enhanced pat-downs, which pointlessly grope groins as long as feds treat all travelers like terrorist suspects. In 2001, the case of Atwater versus Lago Vista, the court upheld the arrest of any citizen accused of violating any picayune local, state, or federal ordinance. The case involved a Texas woman who was driving slowly in a residential area because her children were not wearing seatbelts. She was handcuffed and taken away. The court declared that police can arrest anyone believed to have committed even a very minor criminal offense. This ignores the criminalization of everyday life that has occurred at every level of government, thus giving law enforcement pretext to detain almost anyone they choose. By the way, the police can always boast that they can find a reason to pull almost anybody over. In 2005, in the case of Kelo versus New London, the Supreme Court approved local politicians confiscating private property as long as they believed that some of their private use of the land would generate more tax revenue. Now that's scuttling the Fifth Amendment's takings clause, which restricted the use of eminent domain. The court instead empowered governments to commandeer any land for almost any purpose, so as long as government officials promise net benefits to the society sometime in the future. What comes to mind with me, I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. The sweeping decision makes private property rights contingent on political candor, the shakiest of our foundations. Court decisions do occasionally throw a penalty flag on government abuses, but the justices are akin to a football referee that notices only every 10th clip or roughing of the quarterback. Unfortunately, the court has consistently ruled that government officials are personally immune regardless of how they abuse private citizens. If the Supreme Court had not long devoted itself to concocting judicial rationales for political power grabs, there would be not so much hatred and fear surrounding the Kavanaugh nomination because of the deference court decisions receive. Citizens view court nominees as the ultimate czars of whether they will be forcibly disarmed, stripped of their property, treated like prisoners when traveling, or denied sovereignty over their own bodies. Recent bitter experiences confirm the wisdom of Thomas Jefferson's 1820 warning that permitting judges, quote, to be the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a very dangerous doctrine indeed. Rather than focusing on whether Kavanaugh or his accusers consumed excessive alcohol, we should recognize that the current frenzy is a result of a political class long since drunk with power. Regardless of the outcome of the Kavanaugh nomination, the Supreme Court should return to its long-lost role as the bulwark against tyranny. Unfortunately, there are not any mobs in Washington streets howling for that statutory outcome. And I might add, the decision on the Obama, Supreme Court, is national health care illegal? Can the government force people to submit to this? Oh, they had to scratch and dig around for the reasons. Oh, yes, it's the ability of Congress to lay and collect taxes, so yes, it's within their purview. That was not the right question to the Supreme Court, because if they were to give an honest answer, the answer would have been no. The government cannot mandate people into contract. They can't do it. Just on the commerce side of things, folks. Just on the money side of it. The only thing these hearings did for me today was confirmed how screwed up this government is. And if it were the tactics, speaking politically here, if it were the tactics of the Democrats to pull the sand trap here and let Kavanaugh fall in it and delay his confirmation, what did they start to ask for? Well, we need an FBI investigation. The FBI needs to investigate this. What the same FBI we're talking about here that tried to actively and coercively undermine Trump and pull him out of office? Are we talking about the same FBI that in many cases they couldn't find their ass in a lighted room with both hands?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I've been talking a lot, and I've been making some very salient points, and it's like I'm shouting into a windstorm. I'm hearing nothing back. The nation is falling as a direct consequence of a lot of different policies in this company. I'm sorry. Well, that was a Freudian slip. That's absolutely true. The company, the corporation. There were four things that were done to this country. Around the time of Vietnam and Johnson, you've heard many people say, we weren't quite the same after that, were we? No, we certainly weren't. And it's admittedly a tough task to select four disastrous presidential policies over the past 60 years, given the great multitude to choose from. This writer says, here's my four. President Johnson's expansion of the Vietnam War would set the stage for Nixon's continuation of that disastrous war for an additional 5 years. For those who missed a 30-minute lecture on the Vietnam War in history class, Johnson took a low-intensity guerrilla war in South Vietnam, in which the U.S. was supporting a corrupt and venal South Vietnamese elite, and expanded into a full-blown war with over 500,000 troops on the ground and numerous other forces engaged in a vast regional conflict. We lost 50,000 during that. Johnson's basic motivation was domestic politics. Being a domestic political animal, he was obsessed with the possibility that the Republicans could accuse the Democrats of being soft on communism and then win congressional seats in the next election if he declared a victory and withdrew from Vietnam. To ensure this wouldn't happen, Johnson relentlessly pursued a war in ways that guarantee it couldn't be won while killing and maiming millions of people, mostly civilians, and squandering the lives of U.S. servicemen and women. Johnson did not follow the constitutional requirements for declaring war with congressional approval. Does this sound familiar? He opted to undermine the Constitution with an open-ended declaration of imperial presidential powers, the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution that was based on total lies. To wage unlimited war based on fake news or fictitious attack on U.S. ships in the Gulf of Tonkin. But the war itself was only a disaster, was one disaster of many. To mask the complete and utter failure of limited war, Johnson launched a massive concerted fake news propaganda effort in support of the "we're winning the war" narrative. When Daniel Ellsberg released the Pentagon Papers, the true story was revealed. Thousands of deep state insiders knew the war was unwinnable and was being lost at great cost, but few dared challenge the disastrous policy of lies and propaganda being distributed by the federal government in support of the war. Meanwhile, the law enforcement efforts of the FBI were focused on draft evaders and other dissenters. Organized crime got a free pass from the FBI, was politicized to fight domestic dissent, and institutionalized politicization that continues to this day. Both the FBI and the CIA engaged in concerted, covert, and completely illegal campaigns to infiltrate, disrupt, and destroy dissenters in the anti-war and civil rights movements. This is well documented by the Congressional Church investigations in the early 1970s. Let me stop and digress here for a second. What do we have now? We have paid George Soros protesters showing up to disrupt. Why isn't the FBI looking into George Soros? It's because the FBI is dirtier than George Soros. At least he admitted how he made his billions. Simply put, Johnson's policy of pursuing an illegal full-scale war laid waste to the Constitution and launched an era of official fake news propaganda and the politicization of federal law enforcement. These disasters live on to this day. As official fake news propaganda and the politicization of the federal government, or federal law enforcement in particular, is the new normal. No wonder the Vietnam War remains a poorly understood taboo topic. Understanding the destructive consequences of war's embedded policies is extremely dangerous to the status quo. President Clinton's deregulation of banking and financing in the early 1990s, eliminating the common sense and easily enforceable Glass-Steagall Act separating investment and commercial banking. There were other limitations as well, folks. Opened the floodgates of financialization, that is, the institutionalized fraud and embezzlement which reached full flower in the 2008 global financial meltdown triggered by U.S. banks and other financial institutions. President G.W. Bush's invasion of Iraq, the launch of endless war. Bush followed Johnson's playbook to a T. Fake news, fictionist excuse for launching a full-blown war, weapons of mass destruction lurking in hidden bunkers, etc. A wildly unrealistic understanding of the culture and the politics on the ground. Civilians would greet our conquering troops with flowers and smiles. And propaganda machines spewing official fake news about our wonderful spreading of democracy via war. The complete and utter failure of the invasion policy ushered in the current era of endless war. Presidents G.W. Bush and Obama's rescue of predatory parasitic banks in 2008 and 2009, the nation had a once-in-a-century opportunity to eradicate, just obliterate, the predatory parasite, the financial sector, that's killing the economy and this country, and replace the too-big-to-fail aristocracy with 1,000 local and regional financial institutions with severely limited powers to institutionalize fraud and embezzlement and leverage fictionist collateral and unprecedented wealth and political power. Instead, both Bush and Obama obediently knelt down and served up $16 trillion in taxpayer-funded bailouts, backstops, and loan guarantees to rescue the too-big-to-fail aristocracy from their well-earned collapse. The crippling inequality and dysfunction plaguing our economy can be traced back to this abject and needless surrender of sovereignty to the financial sector. The nation is falling as a direct consequence of most of these catastrophic policies, policies that undermine our economy and system of governance, that introduce the position and the poison of the official fake news and propaganda. Yeah, if they said it, it must be true. That institutionalized the suspension institutionalized fraud and embezzlement of the too-big-to-fail financialization. By the way, this did something else. The banks are too big to fail. The ones that got the money were gobbling up other banks. You know how many banks ended up on the outside of this 2008 takedown of this economy? Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Congratulations. Abdul in Minnesota. Hello, Abdul.
Good evening, John. How you doing?
A little hot under the collar, if you can't tell.
Oh. Yes, me too. I described this, what I witnessed today with the Kavanaugh hearing, as a complete sideshow. And what upsets me, I think, the most is that when Lindsey Graham got up and was got hot on her collar, so to speak, and was so upset about what Kavanaugh was going through. And it made me wonder about Lindsey Graham's position on everything in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Trump hater, number one, a Jeb Bush supporter and backer and endorser. Okay? And where was he at? You mentioned the financial thing and TARP. Where was he at voting for TARP? Didn't he support that movement? So he really doesn't care about anybody but himself, in my opinion.
Abdul, none of these people do. None of them.
Right. And the question I also have is, it was so scripted, his response. It's like somebody was coaching him as if he had some acting coach before this to give him the cues to raise his voice and to scowl and make these gestures.
No, what I think you saw to do today, Abdul, was Lindsey Graham unhinged, but I don't think it was manufactured because he's not an actor. He's not that good of an actor. His ploy is to be baby-faced and innocent and talk softly, not to yell, not to scream. Now, did he make the political hypocrisy of Washington, D.C., did he bring that into focus today? Of course he did. Because he is a hypocrite. I'm sorry.
And one thing I don't understand, you were mentioning the Panama Papers. What was that about, really? Because I really don't understand why they called it the Panama Papers in the first place.
It wasn't the Panama Papers. It was the Gulf of Tonkin.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't okay. I don't think I said anything Panama, Abdul.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But that's all I really had. And one thing that I know that is not being spoken about publicly and with these hearings or not is the push for a cashless society is going on right now, hardcore.
Yes, it is.
With every major banking institution is pushing that right now. And it's not going unnoticed.
And that is the final push. They have debauched the money. They have defunded the money. It is simply it's a monopoly currency now that has absolutely no banking or backing. Banking, yeah, not either. And this is the final push. They gave you the funny money. They took away the guarantees to pay you anything of value on that receipt that you held. Took all the silver, the last thing to go, they took all the silver out of the coins. And in order to make people, okay, we're done debauching that, now we're going to move this into the digital arena. Now we're just going to make digits just an entry in some computer cyberspace record somewhere. And you don't have to deal with that dirty stuff anymore. They've even removed the last vestiges of what even people consider to be money.
So the only last thing I want to mention, John, and I want your answer on, is that what effect does it now have if Kavanaugh gets in about the idea of money and property? Does any of that go into the Supreme Court and gets filtered back down as law, supreme law of the land? And I'll take your answer.
Okay.
Off air.
Thank you, Abdul.
Appreciate it.
No, unless a case is brought before the Supreme Court, and there have been several, it is not the job of the Supreme Court to make law from the bench. What I suspect, and I'm going to get angry calls and emails over this one, I was talking to Steve Elkins last night at length, and he and I were talking, and he says, what do you think this indicates? What do you think that means? And I said, first of all, I told him, I said, I don't think this Ford woman is going to testify today. Well, I was wrong. She opened up all shaky and teary-eyed and with that real weak victim voice, and on it went, all based on what I believe to be a concoction. And I think a phone call went over to her CIA daddy and said, okay, we need your help. This is what we need you to do. Having said that, what I'm seeing here, and this is what I told Steve, I think Trump had a plan going into the White House. While everybody was decrying that he was an animal, he was a not political, he's not playing fair, he's misogynist, he's a this, he's a that. I think Trump went into the White House with a plan. Much of what you've seen already on trade deals, taking those things apart. We got 62.5 million illegals in this country. Yeah, he wants to build the wall. Yeah. Double plus good. There's things that he's been doing, but I also recognize that he had an indication of what he was up against. And as Uncle Joe Stalin once said, you keep your friends close. You most assuredly do that, but you keep your enemies closer. You want to find out what's on the enemy's mind? Sit down and have dinner with them. Sit down and have a drink with them. Sit them down in your cabinet. See what comes out of their mouths. Now, I knew he wasn't going to do anything about Rosenstein or the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, running up to this midterm. And it's not going to be too much longer, folks, that there's the opportunity for him to run again. And I believe what he's going to do in his second term, because there doesn't look to be anybody, unless that was Lindsey Graham's positioning to maybe I can look presidential and run against Trump in 2020. Now there's a thought. But with as many enemies that he has in and around him, and even in spite of all of that, what he's been able to do, I think the American voter, I think they finally got it after a year and a half, almost 2 years of Trump collusion and throwing elections and this, that, and the other. That wore out, so they had to jump on something new. And you saw the result of that today. Political theater at its finest. But what I really look for Trump to do in his second term is go after the financial institutions. That'll give him time to clean up all the loose ends with the banker's dealings and his property and his business. And I think at the age of 74, Trump is going to drop the hammer, because what else has he got to lose? He's almost at the end of his life. His children are pretty well set. And I do believe he walked into that White House looking out for people rather than the status quo. I know that's going to piss off a lot of people. There he goes. Why not just include the Kelso Hour right in your show now, right? Folks, start thinking. Start thinking, please. Gary in Australia, I'll take you as the next caller after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. Gary in Australia. Hello, Gary.
Howdy, John. I'm not going to ask how you're doing, because I know how you're doing, because I feel the same way.
Mm.
You know, John, all last night, all I kept going through my head was what you were doing up in Michigan, what I was doing in California when we started the militia movement after Waco. And I kept saying to myself, you know, the only thing that kept me safe was that I was controlling some of the most radical elements of the militia movement in California. These guys were all ex-special forces, Army Rangers, Delta Force people, but they were ride-on guys. And I was able to keep a lid on it. And I just wanted to throw this in so that people understand where things are coming from. Now, you know as well as I do, we were warning people about everything that's going on now. We were warning people about it back then.
Yep.
Now, I had a liaison with the sheriff's department in L.A. just to kind of keep things cool. One day, I received a call from this guy I was dealing with. And he says to me, they wanted me to ask you what you guys are going to do if they put U.N. troops on the street. This is back in 95 now. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone else, but you know what I'm going to do? If I look out the window and I see anybody with a blue beret, I'm going to grab my HK-91 and I'm going to take his head off. That's what I'm going to do. I will not stand for somebody putting their foot on the back of my neck. If they're my own countrymen, I'm not going to do it with somebody coming from somewhere else. And John, I kept reading last night, I don't know how many times I read it over and over again, that piece by Cicero, the former, you know, Roman statesman and philosopher, about the enemies within the gates. And this is what we've had for so long. This has been going on for so long. You know, when I was a youngster, I was 10 years old when John Kennedy was murdered. And what do I know? I'm a 10-year-old in New York City. Dallas is, what, 2,000 miles away or so? What do I know? Well, you know, apparently, John, I had intuition. Thanks to my mom, she gave me a good, strong intuition about things. I learned the truth when I watched. I believe like everybody else, but I learned the truth when I watched Lee Patsy Oswald get murdered in the basement of the Dallas Police Department. Now, you remember that because I know you saw it as well.
Yep.
Everyone did.
Yep.
A cop on one side, a cop on the other, no one in front of them. Everybody and their mother, including a known felon to the Dallas Police Department, had access to what should have been the most secure place on the planet that day. I looked at that as a kid, as a 10-year-old. I said, why didn't you just bring him through Madison Square Garden during a Sonny Liston fight? And no one said anything.
Yeah,
no one said anything.
And nobody called him by his real name either. Rubenstein.
Thank you, John.
Yep.
Thank you, Jack, because that lends into what I want to go to now. Look at the names. Look at the names of the accusers. Schumer, Feinstein, Gillibrand, Blumenthal. It goes on and on and on. You know, Netanyahu and his Mossad chief are in Washington today. And you know what they're doing? They're crying to Trump because the Russians are putting in the S-300 system in Syria. You know, this lunatic, Bolton, and that other lunatic that we have in the U.N., those people got to go.
Hey,
I'll tell you, the way I see it with the country. Gary,
hang on one second. Let me take the 90-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back. 800, folks, 800-313-9443. I guess I could do a litany of news, and that would fulfill my requirement in keeping you currently up to breast, but I'm telling you, folks, there is a greater danger than I'm recognizing right now. And he just said it. It's the flip of the political system in this country. Didn't say those exact words, but I'll ask him to see if that's what he meant. I think he did.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.